Time for a senior moment, the show for and about seniors. I'm Joanne Rideout. I'm here in the studio today with Michelle Lewis from Northwest Senior and Disability Services. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Joanne.
And Doug Schaefer from the Olympic Area Agency on Aging. Hi, Doug.
Hi, Joanne.
They're both regulars in the studio with me every month talking about senior issues. And today our guest is Zaira Flores Delgado. She works with Northwest Senior and Disability Services as the Council and Volunteer Coordinator. Hi, Zaira.
Hi, Joanne.
Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Our topic today is volunteerism, and we're going to be talking about that and how it relates to senior folks and how all of us contribute to our communities in different ways. So, Zaira, why don't we start with you? Can you talk a little bit about what your job is and what you do, and we can segue into the whole broader topic after that.
So I actually am pretty new to the position, and it's been a very interesting year for me because our agency has never had a volunteer coordinator before. This is the first year. So I'm building my position from the bottom up. And it's really interesting because I think we are in a place where our baby boomer population is growing and it's aging, and we're getting older adults who are now specialized. They've come from a long career from like education, the government. And so we have this huge cohort of volunteers who are retired, and in their retirement plan, a lot of them are wanting to volunteer. So I think our agency is starting to see the importance of having these volunteers readily available for us. And that's kind of where I come in. They want me to help recruit for them, but most importantly, keep them engaged and making sure that the volunteers that we have are part of the bigger picture, are part of our agency, and we're utilizing them the best we can as much as they're utilizing us, because it's a two-way street as far as volunteering goes. We get something out of it, but so do our volunteers. And so that's where I've come in.
Okay, so now in your title, it's council. What does that mean? What is the council that you're referring to in your title?
Our council is made up of two senior advisory council and our disability services advisory council. And they are also made up of volunteers, but they play a very, very important role in our agency. They're there to advise our executive directors and our board of directors, which is made up of commissioners from the counties that we serve. These individuals are people who are advocates, who work in organizations that advocate or that support people with disabilities or seniors. And they're there to keep us accountable for every decision that we make. So they're making sure that whatever program we have, whatever decisions that we make, we're doing it for the benefit of our seniors and our folks with disabilities. So they play a very important role. They help us in creating our area plan, which is our four-year plan. They also help us with advocating in the Capitol. They help us with really anything we have, any type of advice or any type of decision we want to make. We make sure they look at it and they approve it before it goes on to the agency.
You're also the general volunteer coordinator. So let's talk a little bit more about that in the context of Northwest Senior and Disability Services. Are you looking for people in the community then to come in and volunteer for your agency?
Yes. So what I've been doing is I'm working with our program managers, and I'll sit down with them and I'll see. I've been learning a lot about what the programs are. So we have the Meals on Wheels program, our senior dining centers. We also have the Medicare programs like SHIBA. We also have the peer counseling program, which is actually new to the area. And that one gives support to older adults who are going through difficult life transitions like depression or anxiety. And all these programs depend on volunteers. So what I do is I'll get all the information about each program, and I'll go to different events, and I'll give out information, and I'll talk to people, and I'll let them know what we're all about. And if they're interested, I'll give them my information, and I'll also get their information, and I'll send out an application. I also help with the orientations and the trainings. Right now, I'm redoing our volunteer manual to make sure that we are giving our volunteers everything that they need to be successful within our agency.
I want to sort of segue into the whole issue of, you know, as we get older, we still want to think and do things, and a lot of people are very active as they age. And so the volunteering piece gives people an opportunity to maybe use their skills in a fun way, without having the obligation of having to work. Michelle, can you talk a little bit about the whole role of volunteering in people's lives?
Yeah, particularly as we get older, being able to get out and meet other people and, you know, keep from getting isolated. It's so easy just to end up staying home and watching TV when really what you want to do is stay active and stay involved in the community. And so volunteerism gives you an opportunity to do that. So you benefit as a volunteer, and the community benefits from your experience and from your talent. And so it also helps kind of bridge that generation gap, so the community sees our value as older adults in our community. So it adds that little piece to it. It keeps you mentally sharp and alert, so can maybe save off that Alzheimer's and dementia. So just keeping active and healthy and involved is a good thing for all our seniors. Physically, too, one of the things that we're always talking about on this show is the importance of avoiding falls. And so part of that is just staying moving, getting going and moving and walking and standing and being involved with people. All that all keeps you a lot healthier.
Well, I've noticed that, you know, I've lived in Astoria for 14 years, and I think it's becoming more of a mixture of ages in the community. More younger people are moving here, but there's a really big demographic of older retired people here. So there's a lot of people here who are probably looking for opportunities to volunteer at something, because I know, well, for an example, right here, this radio station, Coast Community Radio, where you're hearing us on this station, I'm the manager of it, that station couldn't exist, this station, without the help of about 100 volunteers, people in the community who over the 34 years that this station has been around, some of them have been here for all that time and they're still volunteering. And, you know, it's not one of the things about a town like Astoria that's sort of evolving. You know, rents are high, wages aren't that high, and so a lot of younger people are not able to volunteer because they're working. And so organizations like ours kind of depend on people who have more free time and are perhaps have an income stream that they don't have to rely on work for. And so that ends up being people who tend to be older.
And truly, with that kind of skew on baby boomers in our communities and our communities aging, we have to. I mean, there's actually a mandate that we get out there and support our community. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Doug, can you talk a little bit about you know, how you're seeing volunteering in the Olympic Area Agency on Aging?
Well, it's the same thing on the Pacific County and across the river. It's pretty much the same demographic. There's a lot of people who have moved because their retirement plan was to move to the beach, live by the ocean, do all of that. And then they do that, and that's fun for, you know, a few months.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's very still and could be isolating, and people are looking for something else to do then. And I think a lot of times the volunteers are people that they want to volunteer for something that they've never done before. It's like we're not through learning, we're not through experiencing new things. And so to jump into some place where we're going to get trained to do something totally different than what we were doing before is exciting. And so we see a lot of volunteers that are helping in various capacities, and it's a new thing for them. Plus, they get to give something back to the community. Like these guys were saying, it keeps you sharp, keeps you healthier. There's a lot of research over the years that's been done that the more physically active you are, the more it sort of staves off depression. So there's a lot of benefits to it that way. But I think that, like I said, one of the biggest dynamics I've seen is people really enjoying something because they get to pick what they want to do.
Mm-hmm. And their level of involvement,
mm-hmm.
how much they want to stay involved. You know,
absolutely.
I know we have people who, you know, come in and say, the people who are on the air, they do a show once a week. Some people do a show once a month. You know, some people come in when they can and help us out with filing things, and other people, you know, and so it really just depends. It's sort of self-regulating. You know, the person gets to pick how they want to be involved, which is great. It's a great thing. So, Michelle, let me go back to you for a minute. What about, I mean, we were talking with Zyra about her, she's sort of seeking volunteers within Northwest Senior Disability Services, but what are some of the other opportunities to volunteer around these parts?
Yeah, so, you know, of course, we have lots, we want you in our agency. So
yeah, sure. That's first, go to them first.
Yeah, but, of course, there are a lot of other opportunities in our community. And so, hooking up with the hospitals, for instance, they use volunteers. Providence Hospital has a community connections program that has volunteer drivers, and we know how difficult transportation can be in our county. They have volunteer drivers who you can make a donation for gas or not, depending how you can afford it. But they will take you to Portland for medical medical appointments or shopping, to the pharmacy, and they serve the entire county now. So they definitely need volunteers to make that survive, and that's critical to our senior and our disabled population. We have our senior centers that have all sorts of opportunities there. There's a couple separate meal sites, and so while Northwest Senior Disability Services has the Swinson and the Seaside meal site, there's also a meal site in Astoria at the Senior Center and one at the Warrenton Community Center, and they need home delivery meal drivers and servers and kitchen help all the time for those. We've got food banks, the pantries, the regional food bank, all need volunteers all the time, schools, churches. So there's lots and lots of opportunities here in our county. It just, wherever your imagination can take you, whatever you want to do, right, we can find something in this county for you to do as a volunteer. So,
okay. Doug, what about in Pacific County? What kinds of things that are you seeing as opportunities?
Well, a lot of the opportunities are the same on that side of the river for the food banks and the congregate meal sites. We, too, have volunteer drivers through the Retired Senior Volunteer Program that do the medical transportation. We also have the Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program, and they're looking for volunteers that are, and those volunteers are thoroughly trained, but to go and be that voice for people in facilities where they might feel like they don't have a voice themselves. So there's those opportunities, statewide health insurance benefits advisors, SHEBA. We're always looking for volunteers there too, people that like to get in and mix it up with the Medicare stuff and supplemental plans and all of that, and like to work one-on-one with people. There's opportunities for that. And almost every place that you stop and see what's going on, there's a space for volunteer. I mean, it's just like we were talking before, if all the volunteers suddenly stop volunteering, two-thirds of our service agencies would stop. We just can't.
Well, and also, I mean, in general, if your interest is more in the arts realm, there's so many nonprofits around here that are arts related, or, you know, in some way serving the public in some way. So there are lots of other things to do if you are, depending on what your interests are. Zaira, can you talk a little bit about, if somebody's listening to us and saying, how can I get involved with Northwest Senior and Disability Services? That's my interest. Or maybe I was a health worker when I was working and I want to kind of extend that. What should they do? How do they do that?
Okay, so if you want to volunteer for our agency directly, I definitely encourage everyone to go onto our website. And we do have some of our listings on there. But most importantly is probably just getting in contact with Michelle and talking to her about your interests. And that way she can kind of have an idea of where you need to go if you don't know what exactly you're interested in. Or if you do have a program that you would like to volunteer at, you can always get in touch with her and she'll get you the application and get the process started. The other thing I do want to recommend, and it's a fairly new thing out there for all of our nonprofits and organizations looking for volunteers, is volunteermatch.org. For those of you who have access to the internet, if you go on there and you make a profile, you can put all of the interests you have, and it will pop up all of these different volunteer opportunities within your zip code. And so it's a really, really neat place to go. If you don't know where to start, it will give you a huge amount of volunteer opportunities. And it'll go based on your interests. You can put in there that you're interested in seniors and advocating and the arts. And it will give you all of the different events that are going on. If you want to be a one-time volunteer, an ongoing volunteer. It's a really good tool that not a lot of people know about, but once you get to go on there, you make your profile, you'll really learn to like that tool. And it's also a really good tool for us because we are able to post our opportunities up there and we're able to get connected with a larger group of people.
Well, so how does, do you know anything about how volunteermatch.org gets their information? Do they, I mean, do say if someone's listening from their nonprofit and they're looking for volunteers, should they be contacting volunteermatch.org to get themselves listed?
Yes. So volunteermatch.org is actually a nonprofit organization themselves, and they're the liaison between the organization and the volunteer. So as a volunteer coordinator, what I do is I'll go on there, I'll put all of our agency's information, I'll make a profile for our agency, and I'll put up our job postings. And then I'll put the type of interest that people, that might get people to go look at my posting. So that's kind of how it's done from the organization side of the page. And from the volunteer side, they do the same thing. They'll make a page for themselves, and they'll put their interests, and then they'll be able to browse all of the postings that the organization has posted on the website.
And so this is a national thing. It's not just an Oregon thing. So people in Washington could also
exactly.
Do it.
Okay. It's a national thing. So both Washington and Oregon can put and look for volunteer opportunities.
Okay. I'd just like to take a quick break here and remind you that you are listening to A Senior Moment on Coast Community Radio. I'm your host, Joanne Rideout. I'm here in the studio today with Michelle Lewis from Northwest Senior and Disability Services, Doug Schaefer from the Olympic Area Agency on Aging, and our guest today is Zaira Flores Delgado. She is Counsel and Volunteer Coordinator for Northwest Senior and Disability Services in Oregon. And today we are talking about a pretty broad topic, about the topic of volunteerism for seniors, how to get involved with Northwest Senior and Disability Services or the Olympic Area Agency on Aging or any number of nonprofits and other volunteer opportunities around our region. You know, we've been talking about nonprofits as a place where people can volunteer and give their time, but there are other opportunities that aren't necessarily related to organizations. So, Michelle, can you talk a little about that?
Yeah, you know, anytime we tend to define volunteerism as working for an agency, but I just wanted to kind of acknowledge the fact that people who help other people in general are volunteers. And so if you're helping a neighbor or friend go grocery shopping or help them at home or just visit with them because they may be isolated, you're volunteering. And, you know, thank you. And acknowledge yourself as that. You're doing a very special thing. It doesn't always have to be for an organization. It can simply be helping somebody you know.
You know, part of what we talk about on the show all the time is how people can stay healthy. We talk a lot about people remaining independent, living in their own homes. And this show is a little bit about that, too, about other opportunities to live a healthy life well into your later years. So, Michelle, go ahead.
Yeah, so we have a lot of programs in our county that I would encourage people to get involved with. So if volunteerism isn't your thing to stay happy, healthy, and active, think about things like attending some of the health promotion activities in town, like, you know, Tai Chi helps you stay, keep your balance so you don't fall. We've talked about how important that is. We have Living Well with Chronic Conditions. There's a whole series of classes that we contract with Columbia Memorial Hospital and Sunset Parks and Recreation Center to promote health. And so living well with chronic conditions, living well with chronic pain, living with diabetes, there's several of those classes. And those also get you out talking to other people and thinking about ways of becoming active again. So if you're finding it difficult to actually commit to a long-term volunteer situation, these are six-week classes. And so you can kind of get moving and get out and meet people that way. Yeah.
And these are offered through Northwest Senior and Disability Service, or people can find out about
them. We sponsor them. And so Okay. Certainly we can give you information. We're getting that one-stop phone number. Just give us a call and tell us what you're interested in doing, and we will try to hook you up.
Okay. And we'll give that information at the end of the show. So, Doug, what about things available through the Olympic Area Agency on Aging?
Well, we co-sponsor a lot of the same type of things, living well with chronic conditions and so on. And we're also co-sponsoring a health fair at Ocean Beach Hospital in Iwako Saturday the 24th. And it covers everything from exercise to, you know, questions about your medication to your insurances and all of that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of information there, and it's not all about, you're failing now, what do you do? It's
right.
About how do we stay healthy? How do
right.
we maintain our independence? And, you know, what should I be doing that will help me be more active as I go? And I think a lot of times we think of hospitals as being sort of the opposite. We're seeing it change now, but we think, well, that's where you end up when you're, you know, you hit a wall. Mm-hmm. Well, now there's a lot of education that comes out of the hospitals on how to prevent, actually. It's kind of counterintuitive to their business, isn't mm-hmm. it? Yeah. We want to prevent you coming to us.
So, yes, yeah.
But,
yeah. Well, so it's a wellness sort of approach. On.
And also the first week of October, we have a Medicare outreach in Ocean Park over there, and they call our office for the details when we give that information. It's everything you always wanted to know about Medicare.
Yeah,
which
boy.
Is real exciting to some people and not so much to others. But
yeah, but I think it's really important to have that information there.
And we have our Medicare open enrollment coming up.
Yes,
in October
we're going to be talking about that next month.
Need a reminder, October 15th to December 7th is Medicare open enrollment. And we'll have our SHEBA volunteers very actively involved at that point in time. They are constantly involved anyway, but they will be seeing more people on a one-to-one basis. And there will be classes going on about Medicare. So we have, they're called Get a Grasp on Medicare classes.
Mm-hmm.
It goes over all the benefit structure and the choices that can be made in our counties. And they start in October and go run through the end of November. So to get a schedule on that, just give us a call. They're usually two-hour classes, and they're meeting in Astoria and Seaside and Warrenton.
So basically, the overview of this show is really all about kind of staying active, which is a topic that we talk about in all sorts of different ways on this show. And in this case, we're talking about volunteerism, that if you are at home, retired, or someone in your family is who may be a retired professional of some kind or somebody with an interest in something, there's a lot of opportunities to volunteer around our region. It's an area that's rich in nonprofits who are always needing people to help them, and it's an area rich in agencies that you might think of as it's all professionals working for money, but they actually, like the Northwest Senior and Disability Services and Olympic Area Agency on Aging, have their own volunteer opportunities there if you wanted to remain involved in that. So at the end of every show, we always give contact information, because you may be listening in your car, you may be kind of listening with one ear doing something else, as people often are on the radio. And so we give basic contact information, but just remember that you can Google the names of the two agencies you're going to hear, and you'll find their websites. So Michelle, why don't we start with you? You are Oregon.
Yeah, so it's Northwest Senior and Disability Services, and we're located kind of behind Costco by the animal shelter.
In Warrenton.
In Warrenton, yeah. And the phone number is 503-861-4200. And we'll be glad to get you hooked up with any volunteer ideas or if you any kind of services or resources that you may need.
And website?
Website is www.nwsds.org.
Okay. And so, Doug, why don't you give yours?
We have two offices in Pacific County, one in Raymond and one in Long Beach. In Long Beach, it's 360-642-3634. And in Raymond, it's 360-942-2177. And our website is www.o3a.org, and we're the Olympic Area Agency on Aging.
And so between these two folks, Michelle and Doug, they represent both sides of the Columbia. So we've got Washington and Oregon, and there is usually some overlap between those two agencies. But basically, if you have a question about anything relating to senior issues, whether it's about what we talked about today on the show or other things, you can call them, and they can help you find what you're looking for, refer you to what you need. Today, you've been listening to A Senior Moment, the show for and about seniors. I'm Joanne Rideout, your host. I've been here in the studio this month with Michelle Lewis from Northwest Senior and Disability Services, Doug Schaefer from the Olympic Area Agency on Aging, and our guest has been Zaira Flores Delgado. She also works for Northwest Senior and Disability Services as the Council and Volunteer Coordinator. Thank you very much, all three of you, for being on the show
today.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks for listening to A Senior Moment. We'll see you next time.